smile when required. Right under the ear off, it kind of resigned.
La 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 la. Oh, oh.
Salad days are gone, missing hippie John. Remember the days just to tell him so.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Oh, here I am.
Yeah, yay. We're all here.
Yay, we're back.
Yeah.
For another week with Tea Time and Tutus.
Yeah, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woohoo. I, Caroline, am back this week.
We missed you.
I missed this too. I would have much rather have been here last week instead of at my lengthy interview. But
it was really long. Right.
Oh my God, it was ridiculous. But anyways, that's in the past.
It's over now.
I'm here now.
We survived our midterm this morning.
Yes, we were just talking about how we're both like over the hump with midterm stuff.
Which is really exciting.
Finally. Yeah. It's finally over.
Oh. I had back-to-back midterms this morning, which mm-hmm. was not the most pleasant, but they could have been earlier than 9 a.m.
That's true.
Yeah.
Although 9 a.m. is pretty early for a midterm, in my opinion.
It was pretty early. It's going to be a long day, but you know, the worst of it is over.
It's going to be a really long day. But I don't have anything else to do today, so I don't know. It's not going to be that long a day.
That's good.
Yeah.
I have to do a photo project by tonight. Haha.
A photo project for what?
For my architecture class. We have to like go around and take pictures of different like spaces on campus that are like feel enclosed, or like outdoor spaces that feel enclosed and indoor spaces that feel open. I don't know. I'm a little confused.
Oh gosh. Well, I wish you luck.
That's okay. I'll go on a little scavenger hunt after this.
It's a good plan. Good plan. Oh, well. Oh, why don't we tell everyone what we just listened to?
Oh, what a great idea. So you just heard Salad Days by Mark DeMarco. Both are really good song title and artist name.
Yeah, Salad Days. I like that.
Today is a salad day, I think.
What is a salad day?
It's like a Shakespeare phrase, right? These salad days. I'm not sure what it means, but
wait,
I like the
salad
food.
like the food, or like salad. How do you spell it?
Like salad, like the food is how it's spelled.
Oh,
what did you think it was?
I don't know, like salad, like S-A-L-I-D. Salad days? I've never heard that phrase.
It's definitely a thing. I'm not sure exactly what it means.
I wanna find out.
We can stay tuned. We'll figure out what salad days means.
Okay, so salad, the period when one is young and inexperienced, the peak or heyday of something.
Oh, okay, maybe today isn't a salad day.
Shakespearean idiomatic expression to refer to youthful time. Yeah, I don't know. The peak, is this our peak? Is this our heyday, Deanna?
Maybe our salad days are still coming.
I feel like this is not my salad day.
Okay, update, today is no longer a salad day.
Maybe like tomorrow or Friday would be a salad. Maybe like tomorrow or Friday will be the salad day of the week.
Yeah. I don't have classes on Friday, so that puts it higher up on the salad day list.
Yeah, me too. Today is not a salad day. Okay, anyways. What was the second song?
Oh, yes. And you first heard Arsonist's Lullaby by Hozier.
Ooh.
I love that
song. I like that one. We played a lot of Hozier our freshman year, if I remember.
We did. I was really excited yesterday because my sister texted me and she was like, I've been listening to Hozier all day. You've done this to me. And I was like, You're welcome. So.
Oh, man.
That's the Hoosier today.
Wow. It was wonderful. It was a good pick.
Thanks.
It was a good pick.
Yeah. We got more good picks coming, too.
Yeah, should we play some more of these good
Let's
picks?
Do it.
Oh, gosh. All right, I'm so exhausted.
Sneaky
okay.
Beat. Back to the music.
Woohoo!
Here we go.
left this town with your windows down in the wilderness inside. Let the exits pass, all the tar and glass, till the road and skyline. The strangers in this town, they raise you up just to cut you down. Oh, Angela, it's a long time coming in. And your Volvo lights lit up green and white with the city's own sign. But you held your course to some distant war in the corners of your mind. From the second time around, the only love I ever found. Oh, Angela, it's a long time coming in. Oh, at last. Will you say and warm in your coat of arms with your fingers in fist? Did you hear the notes, all those static codes in the radio bits? The strangers in this town, they raise you up just to cut you down. Oh, Angela, it's a long time coming. Oh,
crumbles to the sea. In other words, until it's eternity. mechanically make the words come out. They fight me, vigorous and angry, watch them pounce. Ignite me, licking at the flames they bring about. I sold my soul to a three-piece, and he told me I was holy. He's got me down on both knees, but it's the devil that's trying to hold me down, hold me down. Seeking out the back door, make no sound. Knock me out, knock me out. Saying that I want more, this is what I live for. Hold me down, hold me down. Throw me in the deep and watch me drown. Knock me out, knock me out. Saying that I want more, this is what I live for. Selfish, taking what I want and calling mine. I'm helpless, clinging to a little bit of spine. They rush me, telling me I'm running out of time. They shush me, walking me across a fragile line. I sold my soul to a three-piece, and he told me I was holy. He's got me down on both knees, but it's the devil that's trying to hold me down, hold me down. Seeking out the back door, make no sound. Knock me out, knock me out. Saying that I want more, this is what I live for. Hold me down, hold me down. Throw me in the deep and watch me drown. Knock me out, knock me out. Saying that I want more, this is what I live for. Hold me down.
And I'm burning up again, I'm burning up and I never should have told you. I never should have let you see inside. Don't want any trouble in your mind. Won't you let it be? I never should have told you. I never should have let you see inside. Don't want any trouble in your mind. Won't you let it be? I never should have told you. I never should have let you see inside. Don't want any trouble in your mind. Won't you let it be? I never should have told you. I never should have let you see inside. Don't want any trouble in your mind. Won't you let it be?
We're back now.
The third mic.
Okay.
There
yes,
we go.
Now we're here. Wait, which one? Oh, yeah, wait, we don't need this one on. Okay.
Killing it.
Yay.
Wow.
All right.
So you just heard. Let's see if I can read from over here. Georgia from Vance Joy. Mm. Hold Me Down by Halsey. Always a fun one. Baby, I'm Yours by the Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, good one.
I actually just listened to it on my way to class this morning. And I was like, wow, this song is great. I'm going to play it on the radio. It's a new find.
Wow. Good.
Yeah. And then Cleopatra from, I can't read from here. Oh, no, Angela. From the Lumineers on their album Cleopatra.
Mm.
And before that was Sad Necessary from Milky Chance.
Mm. Sad Necessary was a staple of my freshman year playlist.
I like that word, Sad Necessary.
Yeah, what does it mean?
I'm assuming it's a combination of sad and necessary.
Like, sadness is necessary? Wait, I want to look it up.
Or, like, maybe something is sad necessary. Like, you don't really like it, but you have to do it.
Perhaps. Wait, let's get to the bottom of this. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Okay. Oh. I feel like there's a lot of things in college that feel sad necessary. Like, yeah, getting up like early. Going to class is sad necessary.
But is it? Yeah, it's necessary.
Okay, maybe those are the main ones.
Well, wait. I feel like they just made it up.
I don't think it's a real word, Caroline.
I don't think it is either. I'm going to say sad necessary definition.
Okay. We're doing a lot of Googling today.
It's the what?
Okay, let's try the dictionary app.
One of the, like, so I typed in sad necessary definition, and what came up under the, like, people also ask category is, what is a thesaurus and what is it used for? Are they, like, trying to tell me something? Like, I don't...
Maybe you need a dictionary. Apparently, according to the Huffington Post, Milky Chance's Sad Necessary is the definition of Dance the Pain Away.
Oh.
But that's just what they're calling that album song. It's not a real definition.
Okay, so this person who's in the band describes the term Sad Necessary as, on the one side, you're sad now, but on the other side, you're happy, looking forward to turning that sad feeling into a hoping mood.
Interesting.
Oh, and that's just what it pictures in the music. A sad melody with sad lyrics, but the whole song has a happy and danceable mood.
Oh.
It's always about balance.
Wow.
Okay, I like that. I like that, actually. That's pretty nice.
So, like, you might be, like, feeling kind of blue, but if you just, like, keep thinking positive, it's all gonna work out.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a good outlook.
That is a good outlook, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's true, I think, I've found this week.
Yeah. If you just, like, keep on, like, smiling, it's okay.
It'll work out. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All right. Should we play some more music?
Yeah. Maybe there will be more new words coming our way.
Yeah, I know. I kind of like how we're, like, just discovering these things.
Yeah, it's a show, a music show, and an English lesson.
Yeah. Yeah.
From two computer science majors.
Wow, who would have ever thought? Oh, man. Okay.
We're full of surprises.
Should we go?
Yes.
All right.
Let's play.
Okay. Okay, off we go. I just have to click the button. I'm ready. I'm poised. I'm okay. Poised.
Should we count to three?
Yeah.
One, two, three, go.
Just stare out my window. We are back.
Hello. All right. So you just heard a lot of things. Oh, this is, yes, sounds really loud. Okay, well, let's see. So first we heard Kelly Clarkson, Breakaway. Oh my gosh.
Amazing song.
Oh, I love that song. I listened to that album so much. I think it was like, it must have been like fifth or sixth grade, because I had the CD and I had like a CD player, and I would just put like, I would just like put it on like repeat disc, so it would just like play the whole album on loop constantly.
It's so good though. Oh, God, I is love that song album. In the Princess Diaries?
Maybe.
Possibly the Princess Diaries 2 is the one I'm thinking of.
It could be. Oh gosh. You know what? Another classic thing. I need to watch those again.
They're so good.
They're so good. Oh my God. They're just like so heartwarming.
We should have a house movie.
We should, and watch the Princess Diaries.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Please. Okay. Okay, after that, we heard Don't Save Me by Haim.
Haim. We've been over this before.
I know. I remember this happening once before, because I have played one of their songs before.
Do you know what we can do, Caroline?
We can look it up. Oh my gosh, learning so many new things today. This is wonderful.
Okay, Haim pronunciation. Here we go. Okay, there's lots of links on this, because everyone's confused, apparently. Apparently, it rhymes with time. Haim.
Oh, it is Haim. Okay, Haim. I always think Haim, but then when I go to say it, I'm like, that doesn't seem right. Haim. Okay, Haim.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, then we heard Backstreet Boys, Larger Than Life.
So good.
So I actually like goofed a bit. I meant to play a different Backstreet Boys song and I like blanked on what it was. But I'll just play it again another time.
Yeah, we'll play
it next
time.
Keep you
week.
Guessing. It's another good one. But shout out to my sisters, Grace and Emma, for that. You're probably not ever going to hear this, but I'm going to tell you I gave you a shout out to make you feel guilty for not listening to my show.
Oh, that's a good strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they don't know if it's true or not until they listen, and now they'll be like, oh, she was telling me.
They'll be like, yeah, it's at the end, which it is, because we got 10 minutes
left. Yeah, see, they have to listen to the whole thing to get to the shout out. Ha ha. Ha ha.
So devious.
And then another shout out to Grace for this last one. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham.
Wham.
Yeah, quite an artist name. Yeah. We actually played this on the car ride this weekend. So I went to a mock trial tournament in New York City, and we played this on the car ride, and that's kind of why I thought of it now. Because it's just like a really, like, it's a really happy song.
It is a good song. It's very upbeat.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So
nice election.
I think it's time for the PSA.
I think it could be.
This is a good one.
All right, let's hear it.
Are you a student living off campus? Yes.
Yes.
We are.
Oh, God.
Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency to ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently if you're off campus? Dial 911.
What?
The public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Okay, that was great.
Thanks.
I wouldn't have ever known to dial 911.
Sometimes it's good to get a refresher.
You know, it's sometimes it's good to hear that and be like, oh yeah, I can do that if I need to.
That's true. They also had us like put in all the Tufts police numbers. There's a lot of Tufts police
numbers.
Yeah,
that's right. I'm sure I have it.
I think they're all on the back of the Tufts ID card, right?
Oh, like, wait, you're so right. Yeah, they are, unless they're rubbed off.
No, they're still there.
They're still there.
They're getting a little smudgy, but they're still there.
That's actually really smart to have them there, because my ID is something I always have on me, because it's in my phone, and I always have my phone on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if I forget my phone, I'm pretty much like dead in the water.
Yeah, I basically have nothing.
Yeah, my calendar, all my like any way to communicate with someone.
Well, really? Mostly because my phone has like a pocket in the back with like important cards.
Yeah.
And if I lose that,
it's all over.
Maybe I shouldn't be broadcasting this on the radio. Okay. Well, anyways, my phone is very important for many reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. We have like 7 minutes.
Yeah. We could play a song or two.
Yeah. I have two songs I could play. Well, yeah.
We could talk a little more.
Okay. Let's talk. We can talk a little more. We can talk for like, let's talk for like 2 more minutes.
Okay.
Or like a minute. Let's talk for 1 more minute.
We'll talk until 1:55.
All right. Let's fill this 60 seconds with information.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Caroline, this is actually an important question.
Okay.
What are you doing for Halloween?
Oh my God. I don't know. What am I doing? Oh, well, this weekend I'm having brunch with my mock trial team, my invitational team. We're going to go over to my co-captain's house and make brunch together. That'll be Saturday morning.
Oh, nice.
So that's exciting. What else am I doing? I don't even know.
You have time to decide. It's only Wednesday.
Yeah. I also have to decide a costume. Oh, so Deanna, I have an important question for you.
Yes.
Do you know what you're dressing up as this Halloween?
Oh boy. I've been like trying to come up with some ideas, mm-hmm. struggling. One tentative plan is to be space. So
ooh.
Just wear like dark colors and like potentially try to find, I don't know when I'm going to go buy this, by the way, but to put like glow in the dark, like stars and stuff all over my...
Oh my gosh,
dark
I love
outfit.
That idea.
Thanks.
Wait,
it's very similar to my
idea.
Costume last year, which was Starry Night, the painting.
It would be really cool if you had like those leggings that have like a galaxy on it.
Oh, those are really cool. I don't know where to find those, though.
I don't know where to find those either. Wasn't there like a burlesque dance last semester that had those?
There was.
Because I remember seeing them and being like, that is a cool thing to have.
Yeah, I don't know where I could find those.
I don't know where you find those. I like your idea, though, of putting glow-in-the-dark stars. Yes. That's a good idea.
Yeah. The problem with college, though, is it's like, they expect you to have multiple costumes.
I know.
It's
I can
so much
barely
pressure.
Think of one. Okay, you want to know what the one I thought of at lunch today?
I would love to hear.
A zebra.
Oh yeah, you have that.
Because I have that zebra striped shirt, and then I have like black and white, like striped. Like they're like patterns, different like striped patterns.
Oh, I know which ones you're talking about. I think.
Yeah, but maybe I get like some kind of ears to go with it, and then I think that would be a real costume, right? I don't know.
I think it could work.
Right.
We'll keep brainstorming.
Okay.
We'll report back next week with our costume decisions.
Yeah. I can't believe we haven't talked about Halloween more because like it's coming up.
I know.
It doesn't feel like it though because I've been like in midterms mode. You know, I haven't let myself think about anything fun.
Yeah, I've just been working and studying.
Yeah.
And crying. No. Well.
Only
a little.
No, but like internally. You know.
Yes. Lots of internal tears.
Wow, we filled more than a minute. That was wonderful.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed our casual banter.
I think it was great banter. I give it a 10 out of 10.
Thanks. One of my friends started saying that over the summer, referring to the banter.
10 out of 10 bants.
Not specifically that, but I like it.
I think I like using that.
We'll make it a thing.
Okay.
All right,
should we play our last song?
Yeah.
All right.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Enjoy.
See you next week.
Adele.
Ooh.
Yes, we will talk to you next week. Okay, and fill you in on all our lovely
adventures.
Halloween adventures. Okay, here we go.